Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour when George Hunt leaves us, I'm going to get into the latest on health care. The flu scam has now been completely exposed by the EU itself as a total fraud. And they admit these vaccines were dangerous and it was wrong. We're also going to get into the latest on Bankstergate with Timmy Geithner and all of his criminal activity and your phone calls. But George Hunt, inside whistleblower, who by a twist of fate wanted to get his son a job in conservation, and literally one of the heads of the global government conference was sick. He called him and he said, probably didn't thought it was somebody else from the conference calling, and said, yeah, you can go, and just walked right into this. And that's why it's important you go to government and non-governmental events. Weasel your way in, record it. You won't. I went to a smart growth conference in 1998 in Austin. They had 4,000 people there, mainly from counties and cities, paid by the cities to be there. And they had the heads of the banks going, we're taking everybody's property. They weren't denying it. It was a joke. They were admitting they were criminals. I mean, they didn't even deny it. Okay? And I was just, whoa, that's when I really woke up to the environmentalists. I mean, I already thought I knew they were just misguided communists. No, these are bankers. Okay, so this next clip is Rothschild Elaborates. Then we'll go through more of these clips and get George Hunt's take on it. Okay, Rothschild Elaborates, we'll play this.
To overcome the chilling, doom-laden prognostications of Dr. Irving Mintzer's greenhouse effect, perhaps it could be possible to utilize CO2, carbon dioxide, one of its main causes, to manufacture dry ice to maintain the polar caps and the actual temperature of the ice there and maintain their present temperature. Innovative and modern technology, world waste material collected and perhaps burnt in volcanic areas or buried so deep in the earth in the wilderness desert areas of the mid-Sahara, where nobody goes, or in the empty quarter in Arabia, or the Gobi Desert. But all these ideas and visions, some far-fetched, and above all, the continuation of this Congress needs money.
So they get to take over and ship dry ice. Imagine the money they'd make. Or they will control globally toxic waste being shipped to the Sahara. So they want to control waste management. They want to control private property. And they want to scare the public with far-fetched programs into accepting that the earth must be dying from carbon dioxide because look at all the money we're spending on it. It must be real. Is that an accurate breakdown of what he was really saying there, George Hunt?
Yes. They're creating a demand for dry ice machines, shall we say, through their rhetoric, so that the people will become fearful of Mother Earth crumbling, and they'll give in then to all of these monstrous projects that will cost trillions of dollars, and the elite will be in the front end of these projects, in the maybe as the first investors, and it will grow into a huge monster, and then it'll collapse. And the elite will have pulled themselves out of the of this project before it collapses. So you're going to see a lot of these ideas coming along that will change the climate. HARP is one example.
That was another point, and we're going to go to break, long segment coming up, and play clip after clip. But clearly it's now declassified. They have weather weapons. They can create, control hurricanes. That's all declassified. We know the White House science czar, John P. Holdren, who's called for global extermination, drugging the water to sterilize us, in his own book, Eco-Science. We know that they're already manipulating the weather to create calamities to scare people into submission. George Hunt, stay there. I'm going to come back and get your take on that, on the other side of this quick break, and then we're going to play clip after clip and get quick comments from you about what Rothschild, Strong, and others are saying. They talk about international communism being introduced. This is incredible info.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria. Molds and fungus, too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
8 minutes into hour number three, George Hunt was just talking about how they declassified weather manipulation, weather control systems, and how they can clearly use this to create calamities and then scare the population into submission. That's been one of my biggest concerns. Going back to George Hunt, George, your take on that?
Well, the concern that I have is the E-bomb, the so-called surge bomb.
Electromagnetic pulse weapon.
Yes, you got it. That thing would be easy for any little state like North Korea or Iran or Israel to send a rocket bearing an atomic bomb up in the sky about 300 miles, exploding it and wiping out all of the electricity in line of sight of that explosion. That's the thing that bothers me.
You think the globalists would go that far?
Oh, yes. David Rockefeller has stated, and I checked it on the Internet last night, that the world order will not be established until a terrible catastrophe occurs.
Yeah, they all say that continually. He actually said that in the Council on Foreign Relations publication, okay. Foreign Affairs.
That's part of their fear doctrine, huh? Maybe.
Do you want to continue along that line or go to some more clips?
Well, I'd like to follow the line. Let's go to some clips. Let's have Maurice Strong, number 7.
Okay, Maury Strong announces Rothschild. Then I want to get to Rothschild talking about communism. Okay, here's Maury Strong.
No, you can play that one.
No. Let's play seven first. Let's go through these. Here's seven.
There is no better person. He epitomizes in his own life that positive synthesis between environment, conservation on the one hand, and economics on the other. And I'm just delighted to have this opportunity of introducing to you Edmund de Rothschild.
Now, I want to go ahead now and go to clip number 13. I want to play the World Collective again, then some new clips, 14 and others. Here's 13 with Rothschild.
By thinking forward as to how to reach out to the public at large, to every corporate entity throughout the world, to put aside, hopefully tax-free, a part of their profits to fund our ecological and environmental protection.
So tax-free paid to his bank. I have Reuters right here. 20-something years later, here it is happening, giving them money, and then they're tax-free to use it.
That's it. I didn't know that occurred, but I saw the banks tumbling down, and as the banks tumble, they're tumbling to the house of Rothschild. Now, on the last clip you played, or the one before that, did you hear Maury Strong announce him as the positive synthesis between conservation on one side and growth and development on the other? He is the result of, he controls, in other words, the conservation movement and the economic movement. Rothschild's got it all.
Well, I've seen all the big Rothschilds out of England, the two heads of it, openly writing articles, giving speeches, calling for global governance. We'll play a clip from Bloomberg during Copenhagen coming up. Let's go ahead now and go to clip number 14. Rothschild, Lord Rothschild, international communism introduced. Here's that clip.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, every country has its own problems, its indigenous peoples, and its wildlife. This international conservation bank must know no frontiers, no boundaries. Its funds must be used constructively and not to be challenged into greedy hands or weapons of destruction.
So here are these people always financing revolutions and wars and weapon systems, and you call that communism introduced. Why do you say that?
Yes, in other words, the currency will be used as a communal device, because there will be one world currency. And he's saying, too, as I recall in the speech, that each country also has its own indigenous people, and they'll be allowed to have soft currencies, but the currencies will be intermingled. And
you're going to have a global currency over the regionals, which they're now setting up. It's amazing 23 years later to see all of this actually unfolding. And also Ban Ki-moon, a month and a half ago in the New York Times, Secretary General of the UN, he said all nations will be forced to pay into the UN to fund this. Let's play clip number 15, Rothschild brags. Here it is.
If there are any Japanese in the audience, I would apologize for them, but I've had very great experience in Japan since my family has had connections with them since 1865 after Perry opened them up in 1863.
Let's play another clip. Let's have Michael Sweetman, James Baker quote, clip number 16. Here's Michael Sweetman, James Baker quote. Here it is.
At his keynote address to this Congress, U.S. Treasury Secretary James A. Baker pointed to the, I quote, the underlying reality that sound conservation is good economics. And further, conservation should not be the enemy of prosperity. It should instead sustain and enrich our prosperity. Unquote.
How do you decipher that, decode that, George Hunt?
Well, I couldn't hear him very well on that. I have to beg
Yeah, that's. I think that's part of the problem today is you're having trouble hearing. That was the James Baker quote by Michael Sweetman.
Oh, yes, I played. I set that up for you to play because James Baker made a remark that caused the conservationists to tremble at the beginning of the meeting. He gave the keynote address, and he said that conservation required growth and development. And the conservationists said, what? You could hear the murmur in the audience. Well, what that means is that Rothschild, in order to be the positive synthesis of growth and development and economics, has to have a dynamic going. It has to be a forceful opposition in order for his group to go in and pick up the pieces and take over control. So he's encouraging this war between conservation and development, and he is the synthesis of all the stuff that will come out of the war.
Now, for those that missed it, I want to play Banker David Lang talking about their elitist program and how to deal with the cannon fodder one more time, and then two final clips we haven't played yet. Play clip 17. It's so chilling. Here is clip 17.
David Lang from Montreal. He's always full of awkward questions.
Until recently on the balance sheet, there were billions of dollars still listed as existing, which have now been written off. And so those surpluses have a bad habit of disappearing when the auditor finally gets his hands into the balance sheet. I suggest, therefore, that this be sold not through a democratic process. That would take too long and devour far too much of the funds to educate the cannon fodder, unfortunately, which populates the earth. We have to take almost an elitist program that we can see beyond our swollen bellies and look to the future in time frames and in results which are not easily understood or which can be, with intellectual honesty, be reduced down to some kind of simplistic definition.
Okay, George Hunt. George, I want to ask you about this Maharaja clip where he questions Michael Sweetman's words. We're going to play this clip and then get you to comment on that, okay? All right, good. Here is the Maharaja questions Michael Sweetman's words. Here it is.
I'll be very brief. I've been listening patiently to Michael Sweetman's paper and discussion so far. I'm confused, particularly since I'm the president of the World Wildlife Fund India, an NGO, of the need of another helping hand. But since this baby has been accidentally conceived by Michael Sweetman, and I presume that he's either a very foolish man or a very clever man. I think he's a very clever man, because the paper does not give any details. It's very general.
Wow. So Maharaja is pointing out this gives a blank check of power to this World Conference, Congress, instead of the World Wildlife Fund set up by the Nazi Prince Bernhard to carry out extermination. What's going on in that clip with the Maharaja?
Well, the Maharaja saw the light. He saw that either it was a very foolish plan that Michael Sweetman was introducing, you know, save the world's conservation, or it was a clever plan. And he didn't identify why it was clever, but he said, but I believe it's a clever plan. It's a clever plan because it seems to appear that they are saving conservation. And I think that's what the Maharaja saw. They were going to get money out of it instead of nice, pretty new trees. It's a clever plan.
And everyone laughs because they understand that, of course, it's a joke. That's why they're there, is to get their hands on property and control the world population.
That's
so he's
right.
Stating the obvious.
I asked him, as an official host, when is this bank going to come to pass? And what I got out of them was there will be a collapse in 2012 of the world currency, and that the World Conservation Bank will come in to save the world. So to
stay there. This is incredible bombshell info. Stay with us. Amazing.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you?
All right, I'm going to go ahead and just keep George Hunt till 40 after so I can go to Mike Herman, Terry Benn, and a couple others. But he just dropped another big bombshell. Studying the UN zone documents, studying the IMF World Bank. The banks want to get everybody in debt, all the nations, all the sub-states within the nations, bankrupted to then make you dependent on them. And then under environmental rules, grab and snatch property and raise the taxes so you go bankrupt. Then they bring in a global regime, global rationing openly being announced. This is their plan. They're brainwashing your kids in school. They're really trying it. Copenhagen was a big blow against them. The fact that their scientists know it's a fraud. Ben Santer at the UN admitting that it's all made up. That they basically cut these sections out of the UN report where their own scientists said man wasn't causing global warming. Or they're covering up the fact for the last 9 years the Earth has been radically cooling. All of this. And then he's saying he's there talking to Rockefeller, talking to others, specifically tell that story. And there's a world in 2012, this is in 1987, everything George talked about, he put this out 15 years ago or more, has now come true, really proving what he's saying. But specifically, take your time. Who said this again? Was it Rockefeller? I'm going from memory. At this conference, they said how they're going to do it and make the World Conservation Bank take over.
Okay. It was you remember I was there for 3 days asking lots of questions, okay? So the questions evolved to, number one, the question I had was, how is this bank going to be funded? I learned through the guests there, maybe I went to McNeil of the United Nations, I don't know where, but I found out that the plan is, and this is hearsay, that the plan is that the bank is going to bankrupt in 2012, and that the elite that put money into the bank, when it bankrupts, those elite people will go into the bank, take it over, and take over every mortgage, everything, all of the accounts, all the credit cards, everything that people have, and the bank will then officially be in Rothschild's hands, where before it was surreptitiously in Rothschild's hands.
Well, this is incredible. Let me stop you, and I want you to elaborate, George Hunt, because now we see a small group of central banks bankrupting other banks by design to consolidate. That's in their own documents. We see the IMF and World Bank to be holding companies for the global tax money through what they did agree to at Copenhagen. And that's actually what they're now setting up. They're openly setting up what participants told you they were going to set up. Are they getting this position for 2012?
That's where they're headed from my last information, Alex. They don't slow down on their plans. They don't defer them. They just eliminate the problem for their plans to go through. People like me, of course. I would say there's going to be a major currency splash in 2012.
Or leading up to 2000. Or leading up to 2012. I mean, this is already happening.
Yeah,
the globe is imploding by an engineered depression, and everything is falling to the house of Rothschild and Rockefeller. And every time they bust an oligarch in Russia, it turns out it was really owned by the Rothschilds. That's mainstream news.
Well, yeah. Look at the news about Warren Buffett. He's accusing the Rothschild family of controlling the world gold market. He's probably right, because the Rothschilds set the price of gold twice a day in London for the world.
Unbelievable information. And again, when did you first start going public, releasing the videos of the conferences, releasing the audio, and saying all of this? Wasn't it like 20 years ago?
Yes. It was in 1988 that a preacher named Alan Dale, who had a radio station in Texas, was accused of having me on. And they said, look, if you have that guy George Hunt on again, you're going to lose your job. Well, he had me on again the next week, because this is earth-shattering news. Well, the station was immediately bought out, and Alan Dale lost his job.
And that's the so that's the issue. 22 years ago, they could stop stuff. Now they can't. It's out in the open. Stay there, George Hunt. Incredible information. The website is the, with a V in the front, bigbank.com. Our websites are infowars.com and prisonplanet.tv. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Way up, way up, no, to Alaska, to go north. For rest is home. North to Alaska. Go north. For rest is home.
Okay, final segment with George Hunt, and then I'm going to break down all the huge Bankergate news, what's happening with health care. It can be stopped. It looks like it's in conference right now. The flu fraud being fully exposed. But I want to go to calls. Mike, Herman, Terry, Ben. We're only taking calls specifically for George Hunt for your questions on this important issue of a global elite organizing the planet under the fraud of fake environmentalism to take your basic rights, your liberty, your property. And we played that clip yesterday of Australia where they're just grabbing all the farmers' land, literally in some areas all of it, and just saying it's off limits for carbon credits. You can't run cattle or sheep on your own land anymore. This is really happening, and it's happening here, and we've got to stop these people. When we got the SPP documents a few years ago from the North American Union meetings, it was the corporate leaders there running the government meetings with the bureaucracy saying, we're going to tax and pay ourselves the carbon tax. The good news is this is in trouble. George Hunt, are you not excited to see Copenhagen exposed? And you were talking about this 22 years ago, and people, some of them were laughing at you. Now it's all out in the open. Is that exciting you, George Hunt?
Oh, it's exciting me so much. My name is George Washington Hunt. I was born on Columbus Day. And I think that I have a mission to defeat these people, to help defeat these people. I have, when I was on the Jesse Ventura show, I said to the camera, I think they're going to win it. And the reason was that they're smarter than us. But if you take our combined intelligence, like I'm hearing coming out of you and you're hearing come out of me, we can whip these guys. We can get the Americans to cooperate.
Americans and others around the world just have to face their own documents, their own statements. I mean, in fact, I'll grab it. It's over here. I talk about this book every week on air, Ecoscience. I've scanned through the whole 1,100 pages or whatever it is. Let me see how long it is. Yeah, the 1,100 pages. I've scanned through this, and it openly says poison the water supply, sterilize us, cut off our resources, bankrupt us. This is the White House science czar, John P. Holdren, wrote Ecoscience. I mean, there are literally thousands of white papers, books, publications, where they openly state what they're openly doing. And now this guy gives press conferences, the White House science czar, saying they've got a secret program already manipulating the weather.
That's right. They've already they dreamed up these plans as far as hundreds of years ago, and the contemporary plans that we see where the banks are going down and so on is part of their plan that was conceived as far as I could see 100 years ago.
Okay, I want to go to calls, but first I want to play a few global governance clips for people that may have missed the last few of them that have occurred in the last 2 months. Herman Van Rompuy, the head of the EU, openly calling for global governance, saying that the UN global carbon tax is the heart of world government. The head of the EU, we have Gordon Brown calling for global governance. We have David Rothschild, the heir to this whole criminal fortune, calling for it. Here is David Rothschild from Copenhagen on Bloomberg TV.
It's past the point of talking. We know historically that the global governance sort of agenda to these issues is very hard to try and, is with all the best intentions, it's very hard to actually activate. We're seeing that right now. We're seeing a lot of fragmentation going on in Copenhagen, a lot of different agendas pulling in different directions. And I think what we really need to see is people on the ground starting to actually act upon the low-hanging fruit and start to try and move on the solutions that we have at hand.
In case you missed it. Global governance.
It's past the point of talking. We know historically that the global governance that sort of agenda to these issues is very hard to try and is with all the best.
So there he is saying the time for talk is over. That means you don't get any input. We're doing this. Well, we did get input. We did expose their fraud. They're in trouble. George Hunt.
This whole global carbon tax thing that's going on, I have to admit that I don't really understand it, but I do know that the House of Rothschild pushed it through their through the chairman of the House of Rothschild at a meeting of the London banks. That happened about 6 months ago when I picked up on that clip. This carbon tax, what do you know about it, Alex?
Well, it's fully meant to tax and control all human activity to be selectively enforced, just like the health care plan. Some unions don't have to do it, but the rest of the public do. It's all selectively enforced. Like Obama decided what car dealerships stayed open, what didn't. $3 billion of the $25 billion for the auto bailout paid to move factories on record, this is Associated Press, to Brazil, Eastern Europe, Russia, and China. So the globalists literally pay to have factories built for themselves. As Maurice Strong said on TV in 1992 in Rio de Janeiro as the head of the UN summit, it is our job to destroy industrial society in the West. Let's play this clip of Herman Van Rompuy in his acceptance speech as the new head of the EU, calling for global governance.
2009 is also the first year of global governance with the establishment of the G20 in the middle of the financial crisis. The climate conference in Copenhagen is another step towards the global management of our planet. Our mission, our presidency, is one of hope, supported by acts and by deeds.
Okay. Again, there's Herman Von Rumpe. We have Ban Ki-moon, Gordon Brown. Why are they coming out in the open now? Because we're approaching the 2011-12, which all the economists here say they believe is the time that everything's going to collapse. Are they getting us ready for global government?
Oh yes. They're getting us ready for global government, even in the schools, intermediate schools, colleges. People are all whistling global government. It has infected our society already. They'll attract the people through the religious aspects of the government, through the promise of being able to buy or sell if you cooperated with the global government. If you don't cooperate, you won't be able to buy or sell. That's been prophesied in the Bible, and I think that we're headed for that very soon when we have only one bank.
And they're openly saying that's their program. This global private banking government will decide if you can have a business, if you can have a factory, if you can have a job, if you can have your farm you own. I mean, this is really happening with the animal ID, the premises ID, all of it. That's why it's so...
Yes, sir. In the Copenhagen 15, the Echo 15, whatever it was called, Copenhagen, if we had gone to the line and signed that document, we would have been giving away our rights to how much hot water we can use per day, what kind of car we'll drive. We would have made ourselves as the same common person in the world. And here we are, a blessed country, and we give it all up through Copenhagen 15.
It's not enough for these bankers to rob and loot and run their scams. They want to shut off our resources to make us completely dependent on them. We're going to calls now. I want to encourage everybody to go to thebigbank.com, thebigbadbank.com. We have links to it up on Infowars.com, thebigbadbank.com, and to get your video and book, both titled The Big Bad Bank. Also, while you're at it, folks, get Follow the Republic. It details who the bankers are, how they're imploding the economy by design, their own statements, their own documents, how they're using the environmental movement, the police state they're setting up to enforce it. Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement covers the depopulation, their entire program. Everyone must see this. This is real. They're doing it. You ask, what is the solution? Education. Show the people that environmentalism has nothing to do with the environment. They co-opt all these good people to serve them. This is their takeover, and it's in trouble, but they've invested hundreds of billions conservatively in this propaganda. They're moving forward with it, but they're beginning to slow. If you take action and educate everyone you know, we can stop these people. So get the films at Infowars.com or watch them in high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. Let's go to calls. Let's talk to Mike in Pennsylvania. You're on the air with George Hunt.
Yeah, a question for the guest. When you had met with the elites, had they had mentioned anything about, this was in the late 80s from my understanding from what you're saying, anything about government-sponsored terror, in particular 9/11 being carried out in the future?
Staging crises, staging terror attacks.
No, there was nothing mentioned of a war or warfare or anti-terrorist. Nothing like that came up.
They talked about using the threat of environmental catastrophe, which is another form of false flag.
I missed that. Yeah, Rothschild said that we were doomed to extinction if we didn't accept his bank and this program.
He will save us. And now his son, we're told in the newspaper, is a Jesus archetype, literally. I mean, you can't make this type of bizarreness up, ladies and gentlemen. The hero gene. Inside talks about him being a Jesus figure. Anything else, Mike?
Dallas, you think then that the kind of the right-wing arm of the New World Order, like this might be the left-wing arm, carries out government-sponsored terror, that's maybe a...
Yes, yes. I mean, both parties, both groups do it, but yes. The Club of Rome said in 91 that they will use on the left, phony environmentalism, on the right, stage terror. We have those quotes. They published them. We have them in articles that Paul Watson's written with direct links. They said they will use that pincer to capture us. On the right, they'll use security and terror. On the left, the environment. I appreciate your call, Mike. Comments on that, George Hunt?
Yes. Club of Rome is the group that was brought up indirectly at the Congress because Gro Harlem Brundtland, the lady that accepted Rothschild's banking program, she was there, and she's the one that heads up the elimination of people on the planet. Gro Harlem Brundtland. She's also the chairman, I think, of the United Nations UNSET UNED committee, UNED. It's called the Brundtland Committee.
All right.
And the UNED is the one that created UNCED, UNSET. Isn't that a funny name, UNSET? That's the United Nations Commission on Environment and Development, and that's the one that Rothschild was the, or not, that Maurice Strong was the Secretary General of.
All right, let's take another call. Herman in New York, thanks for holding her on the air.
Yes, hello, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so first thing I have a comment, and I have a question, and I'll take my answer off air. First comment is I repost all your articles on my Facebook page, facebook.com/100billion. And my question for Mr. Hunt is, what's the most important part of the eugenics movement that should be highlighted and exposed? Because when I just say eugenics and I just speak of the issue, it's a bit much for the average person to comprehend.
Well, they better learn. Herman's asking again, what is the most important part of their depopulation agenda?
Well, the most important part is to eliminate the people who are destroying the environment. If you look at pictures from the Brundtland Report, that's still available, I believe, from the United Nations. If you look at the pictures, it shows pictures of indigent people who it's better to die than to live.
Yeah, they say, oh, their life isn't happy. Oh, isn't suicide good? Is it euthanasia? We see Newsweek, the case for killing Granny, all these articles. We're being sold that death is actually compassionate. Yeah. Oh, don't help people. Just kill them.
Thank you.
Thank you, Herman. I appreciate the call. Terry in Ohio. Terry, you're on the air.
Yes, Alex.
Yes.
Hey, I got a question. I'm the pastor. But here's my thing. You've been doing this, and he's talking about, too, as far as this banking. They're bankers. Well, you've even asked, and you've asked for solutions and things like that, and people are all looking for solutions, and I think I've come up with one. And here it is. If everybody quit paying on their credit cards, because these bankers are going to bankrupt the banks anyway. They're going to take their money out of the banks. And I know this is going to have an effect because 316,000 people have left California. And look at the effect it's having on that. If people in every state just up and just quit paying on their credit cards, just up and stop it and not pay nothing, then they would start losing their money, and then we can start taking Congress.
Well, I'll say this is a very complex issue. But yes, the banks would then just get a bailout to themselves of our tax money to pay it. But by people not, and I'm not saying do this, it's your decision, by not supporting the system before they're ready to crash it, that will screw them up. And that's why they want global government. They talk about tax avoidance. They say they want an 87% total tax rate worldwide so people don't run from their control. And that's why they hate it. People are leaving Massachusetts, New York, California to states where they can still have a little bit lower taxes and survive. That's why the globalists come in and finance higher taxes locally so you have nowhere to run. And this is a very key point you brought up that we need to debate more and discuss more. Let me get a comment from George Hunt on what you just discussed.
Well, you know, I never thought of those ways that we could prevent these people from doing their dirty deeds. I think the credit card idea is a good one. But could you get all the people in the United States to do it together? Because if you're the only one that does that, you're going to lose.
Well, also, again, they're putting their cashless thumbprint face scan buying and selling in so that if you're not in good graces with Homeland Security and the global security network they've set up in Interpol, you won't be allowed to buy and sell even if you have the cash. That's what the cashless society is. You'll still have cash. You've just got an ID to do it, and they've openly announced they want that. I mean, they are coming in to squeeze you. They want to bankrupt you. They want to control you. I think for people who can get into communities or loosely knit organizations rurally that decide to defend each other, decide to get each other out of debt, and then you've just got to wait for the tanks to come down the street whenever that happens and still be politically involved and try to stop that from happening. You've got to prepare for the worst, but also fight to stop it. Again, everything's multifaceted.
Yeah.
So you can't just hide out in the country and wait for them to come, but you've also got to have communities, get to know your neighbors, understand who the enemy is, and say, we're going to stick together. Everything the globalists do is about dividing us so we can't stick together, so they can individually come like wolves and rip our guts out.
That's what they do overseas, too. They get the Shiites against the Hussites, against the Jebusites, and they get these, they rile the countries up by getting the religions fighting against
them. This has been the most amazing interview ever. We're going to hold you for one more segment. We're going to talk to Carl, Bob, and Joe. This has been an amazing interview. We'll hold you one more segment next hour, Total News Blitz on Key Issues. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's AirAndAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
Says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest prices up and the stock market down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see.
They don't like you being self-sufficient. They don't like it when you got a four-wheel drive, a shotgun, a rifle. You know how to run a trot line, know how to grow tomatoes and homemade wine. They want you under their control. Animal ID, premises ID is all UN. They're taking over your local communities. They're putting fake environmentalists in to run your life. He's the equivalent of Soviet commissars. You've got to stand up against him. Crank up Hank Williams Jr. I'm not done with him. I want people to hear this part.
Make our own whiskey.
They don't like the country boys, whether you're black, white, old, young. They don't like the fact that you're self-sufficient. They don't like the fact that they can't make you run. That they can't starve you out. That they can't control your life. And this is the key to defeating them, is being self-sufficient and getting out of debt and getting our republic back. Here it is!
Because you can't starve about and you can't make a run. Those wooden mold boys raised on shotguns. We say great, we say
they don't have our guns. They don't have our farms like they do the Australians. They haven't gotten up to that point yet. We're going to stop them here cold. We're going to stop the New World Order right here.
And the Rocky Mountains and the West.
Look in the mirror. You're the resistance to it. We're going to have George Hunt back on in the near future. I really appreciate him spending so much time with us today. He's now known as the UN whistleblower online. Really devastated the enemy. 20-plus years, and it's really coming to fruit now. Let's go to Carl in Texas. Carl, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing, man?
Good.
Hey, look, I had a question for you and for George, but I guess if George is gone, I can ask you this
question. No, George isn't gone. George is here.
Oh, good. Good, good, good. Actually, Alex, you've inspired me. We actually filed bankruptcy about a year and a half ago. Actually, we were starting the process, and we made it all official. But during that time, I questioned the dollar, wanted to find out everything I could about the dollar. The bottom line is, we found out everything we needed to know, and I thought all the stuff that I was learning about that Orwellian theory about 1984, I thought initially was a joke, and it's not. The stuff is real. I'm 43. I know it's very real. But you've actually inspired me to start another business that sells home security and personal protection products. But one question I had for you, because I'm a fighter. I'm like you. I'm a fighter.
We don't have a lot of time, and we got George Hunt here with you. Go ahead.
But you did mention in one of your other episodes, you said, hey, if things become too unstable, I'd go to a third world country. But how welcomed would we be in another country, and what country?
No, this is going to be a global depression, and I've said there's nowhere to run. I said if there was some free country I could go to, like my ancestors on the Mayflower on my father and mother's side, on the Jones side, Captain Jones of the Mayflower. On my mother's side, two members of the Mayflower. I would do that. There's nowhere to go. We stand, we fight, we stop them here. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you, Carl. Comments on what he just said, George Hunt.
Well, my wife's ancestor was on the Mayflower, too. They must have been shipmates. I don't know. I don't really know the question that came up, but Since this
nowhere to run, nowhere to run. Close, he's saying this
I
is global.
I want to bring up again that Maurice Strong. It looks like he's been rewarded with an $8 billion payoff. I'm going to launch a investigation into that, and I'd appreciate any help that your radio listeners could give me in fighting the fight out there by spreading the news. The unhappy news that we've been had.
Hold on. We're going to do five.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.